For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
This week, we're sad. Well, not really, but we do have some really sad tunes.
And some amazing storytelling. We have a young woman who's desperately seeking a way out of a relationship. Any way out.
And a boy who wants to believe everything you say.
Even though it's all lies. Vicious, vicious lies. I made that last part up, but I will tell you what is not a lie. This is most definitely Alt Latino.
Yo tengo una ilusión dentro, en mi corazón seco, que aún merece de ti. Yo pienso que tu luz es mi ejemplo, que eres bello por dentro, ay, me derrito por ti. Y no quiero aceptar y lo voy a negar, pero es tan grande que me voy a explotar de ti. Estás clavado en mí y no te voy a querer y me echaré a correr negando todo el sentimiento que me delate ante ti. Siento que voy a morir buscando una salida. Yo estoy tan perdida buscando una salida. Yo estoy tan perdida.
I don't know how we're going to get through this show.
Did you bring your hanky?
Without crying. God, a song.
This is Carla Morrison. She just has the most beautiful new voices out there.
I agree.
It's called Una Salida, an exit. And it's essentially a song about being so in love and so into someone. And just knowing that you have to get out of that relationship because it's not good for you. You know, people give her advice and everyone's been there. You know, so yeah. Your friends are like, dude, you need to break up with her.
Yeah.
Or, you know, girl, please.
Yeah.
Drop him like an old shoe.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I love this shoe. I've been wearing it forever.
The music's perfect for this.
It's very doo-wop.
It's very doo-wop. Yeah, just the way she's singing and that strumming rhythm. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 it's like dun, a blues rhythm almost. That's essentially what doo-wop music was all about.
And the background vocals, yeah. Right? She's so good at making the song that the music actually feels like the emotion that she's describing. When it's exhilarating, it's exhilarating. And when it's a song about frustration, it's kind of has that bottled up energy.
Right.
And the video, it's so simple, but it's just her kind of lying in bed. And you know when you just like you break up with someone and you're just like, is there a gas leak in this house? Because I cannot get out of bed. I cannot get out off of my couch. There's like your imprint of your body on the couch
for days.
for days.
Empty canisters of ice cream and Cheetos laying around. Just sad.
You know what's not sad, though? She's nominated for Best Alternative Album in the Latin Grammys for the album Mientras Tú Dormías, While You Slept.
Very nice.
What is sad is that she's up against Calle 13.
Well, you know.
Which is, you know.
They're nominated 10 times, so if they don't win this one, they can win some others and give Carlita a chance.
We love her.
Okay, Jasmine, I'm not sad enough.
I notice you're wearing a black shirt in honor of our... Sad songs.
Our sad songs, Nate, but it does fit. So I'm not sad enough yet, so what do we have next?
Well, this next song, I'm not sure if it's sad or it's just heroic and against all odds. This is Amaral from Spain, and the song is Hacia lo Salvaje, or Towards the Savage. It's a big sound.
Wow, yeah, epic. I like it. Yeah. You know, the first few lines, the melody of the first few lines reminded me of a very old song by the folk singer Joan Baez. And I can't remember the name of the song, but her voice sort of sounds like Joan Baez at the same time.
Really? I hear like very like heart, Barracuda, when the drums come in.
Right. Boom, 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 oh, yeah, boom, when the rest of the song fills out. Yeah, but just the tone of her voice reminds me of Joan Baez. And I really like this. Who is this?
This is Amaral, named after the lead singer, Eva Amaral. She's from Zaragoza, Spain. And she was a drummer in her previous group, and now she's the vocalist. I don't think that happens that often, right? That the drummer then becomes the vocalist?
Phil Collins.
Okay, and that's how it
works. It happens every now and then,
Yeah. Let's not use Phil Collins example.
That just jumps out at me. I know too much music.
Well, the lyrics are really beautiful. She's telling the story of this woman who is one of many sisters, and she was the first to leave the house, and she's heading towards the savage side, and, you know, about all the difficulties that, you know, life keeps knocking her down, and she keeps getting up. The video is so beautiful, and it shows this baby turtle being born. It shows, like, its path towards the ocean, and, like, all these crazy, like, crabs, and, you know, everything that... Yeah, everything that just this little animal has to deal with. And I guess she's comparing it to the lyrics.
Huh, nice.
It's actually a pretty well-known band in Spain. They've collaborated with Moby.
More interesting stuff from Spain, man.
Yeah.
Always.
What do you have next?
Fernanda Ulibarri from Spain to Los Angeles by way of Mexico.
And the song is called El Sol Está Solito, or The Sun Is All Alone.
Ya se va, el sol se va, y luego la luna vendrá.
CD a few months ago, and I didn't like it.
You know, it took a while for me to find a spot in it. In particular, this song, because when we talked ahead of the show that we wanted melancholy songs, when you gave me that idea, I went through and listened to a bunch of stuff, and then I went back to this album. There's a lot of uplifting stuff on the album, and there's a lot of great production. I really like her voice.
You do. See, that's exactly why I wasn't feeling it. I just couldn't get the voice. Like, it felt very strained.
Huh. Especially on this song. She sounded natural and relaxed. In some parts of the song, it's really clear, really strong, her voice.
Okay.
has an interesting story. She was from Mexico City. She went to Boston to study music at the Berklee School of Music. She went down to New York and started working in the music business, doing production and playing music behind the scenes. One of the things she did was she wrote music for the kids show Go Diego Go, which my kids liked. Then she moved out to L.A., and she was a touring musician with Julieta Venegas, and then she decided to make her own record.
It's interesting that you say she did kids' records, because that's the other thing. There was something that felt a lot like kids' songs about her record.
Could be. I think she's very talented, and I really like this record.
Good, awesome.
What do you have next?
I have an Argentine band called Gira Peonza. This is El Camino a Tu Casa, or The Road to Your House.
Pensemos en milagros de tu parte. Hagamos que el temor desaparezca. Las causas de tu vicio me incomodan. Son círculos que a veces me desvelan. Disfruto el camino hasta tu casa. Tu sombra proyectada en las paredes.
Sometimes our shows can get a little esoteric. Sometimes we go like pretty outside. Today's show's pretty mainstream with the music that we're doing. It's different in a way. It's like very rock. It's very folk. You know, there's no folkloric music mixed with electronica.
Yeah, no, it's,
you
know, very, I mean, it's like indie.
There's
pop
no cumbia.
Today.
There's no, yeah.
And this is a song almost about not finding each other. The chorus line says, "I'm not going to see you today. I'm not going to see you tomorrow." And he said something also that I thought was funny. "I prefer to see your face in magazines than meet you in person." I think it's a really like a beautiful tune, and I want to tell you about where I discovered it. First of all, Gira Peonza is from Buenos Aires, and he's a formerly of a band called Los Italianos, the Italians, which is, it's funny. It reminded me one time I was at a bar here in the U.S. and I met a guy, an older gentleman who was trying to be very smooth, and he was like, I was like, "Oh, you're from Argentina too?" And he's like, "Well, I'm Argentine Italian," and I was like, "And I have fingernails on my hands."
you're all Italian.
Well, it's, I think I read somewhere it's like 60% people of Italian descent.
Right.
Anyway, I discovered this song on a blog that I really love. Amo Descubrir Canciones. And it's in Spanish. A lot of our listeners say, you know, that they want to practice their Spanish. This is a great place to start. I really recommend it. And they had this funny list of called songs to recommend to someone on an elevator ride. They were just kind of saying an elevator is like a perfect... You know, you can either blow it or you can make a great, like, you know, pull off a Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, just make a great impression on a girl, a boss. And this is one of the songs that they would recommend.
That's nice.
Gira Peonza, El Camino a Tu Casa, The Road to Your House.
You know, that last cut reminded me of the band that I'm going to play next. It's a band from the 70s from Uruguay. They're called Totem.
Vida mía, sientes que tú estás arrepentida, querida.
te dormirás y entre tus brazos ya estaré al despertar. Estoy contigo, estás conmigo, gritaré.
There's very little difference between...
You'll get me tomorrow.
Very little difference between the song we played before and this one in terms of music. You know, it's still very kind of acoustic guitar-driven rock. But they're separated by, what, 30, 40 years?
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting.
And it's a happy tune.
Yeah.
Kind of.
This is the band. They're from Uruguay, from Montevideo. And they formed in 1971. And they were experimenting with what they were calling candombe beat, which is a native beat from that part of South America, from Uruguay. These bands were doing different things with that. These guys had more of a pop polish to it.
Mm-hmm.
They had three albums. There was a lot of, this is like going through the early, mid-70s. There was a lot of political unrest. There was a lot of things that prevented them from continuing their career. There's a great label called Vampi Soul. We each have our own little fun little labels. Vampi Soul I really like because they really mine the back catalogs of all over Latin America and Spain, and this is something from them I really, really enjoy. Album's really good when you think about it, from 71.
And we've talked about candombe rock, you know,
right,
that is very popular in that the River Plate area.
Right.
And, you know, it's kind of the roots of bands like Los Fabulosos Cadillacs or No Te Va a Gustar.
Right,
you know.
Right. Nice stuff. I really like it. Kind of a flashback.
Okay, let's head to Chile. This is Fernando Milagros featuring Cristina Rosenbinge. Oh, I think I massacred that last name. And this is the song Carnaval.
Partiste con el carnaval que llegó con ese verano. Yo lo vi como un huracán que te hizo romper en pedazos. Pedazos de ti incrustados en mí. Pedazos de mí tirados en el camino.
Isn't that beautiful?
Very nice.
This is also a record label that I want to talk about. He's on the same label as some other artists that we love and we've talked about on this show, Jepe, Pedro Piedra, and that's Quema Su Cabeza Records.
Burn Your Head.
Burn Your Head Records. And this is from Fernando Milagros' soon-to-be-released album, San Sebastián.
I like the sound. I like what sounds like a mandolin underneath or some kind of... It's not a guitar. It's very simple, very sparse. So I...
And this is a little more folk.
Right.
And this label, Quema Su Cabeza Records, they explore folk
right.
a lot. So,
very nice.
Pedazos de ti incrustados en mí. Pedazos de mí tirados en el camino. Pedazos de ti. Pedazos de mí, guiados en el
I have a friend who's kind of going through a very difficult time, a separation, and she goes dancing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, I guess I was kind of, I don't want to say I was being judgmental, but I just didn't get it. And I think that there's people who, when they're really depressed and down and out, they need to listen to really happy music.
Mm-hmm.
And dancing for some people is like an escape and a therapy. And I'm kind of the opposite. If I'm really sad and I listen to a really happy song, I get even sadder or I get really angry. I need to like just
experience it.
Revel in it like a pig in the mud.
Oh my gosh.
I need to be sad. Yeah.
Huh, interesting.
So sometimes sad songs can make you feel good.
I like to listen to sad songs even when I'm not sad. You know?
God, you're such a downer.
No, I mean, you know, if they're done well, you know, like some songs are just, they speak the truth. They get right to it. They're right to the emotion. It's like when singers say that singing a ballad is the hardest thing to do rather than singing a fast song. And I think that writing a sad song, I think, is harder than writing a happy song. Like I said, you got to get right to the emotion with just a few words and the right chords.
Hmm.
When they're done well, it's, you know, corta vena time, cut your vein time.
Yeah. Well, I want to bring you down even more. I think we should end the show with something so sad.
All right, let's hear it.
Let's listen to El Trio Andrea Valenzi. This is their song, El Desorden. Feels like walking barefoot in plains of snow.
Yeah, it's haunting.
For your puppy who died in an airplane
oh
crash.
My gosh, stop. Piling on.
This is El Trio Andrea Valenzi. They're from Mexico. This is named after the singer whose voice is just haunting, and her name is Andrea Valenzi. She's a singer-songwriter born in Paris. She lives in Mexico, and she's also part of another group we've listened to, the Mexican band Torre Blanca.
Oh, yeah.
This is the first cut off of their upcoming EP, Lover. And I don't know, I just, every song I've heard by them is haunting and beautiful and sensual, and it's almost cinematic. Before we go, I do want to tell our listeners about, we're working on a Halloween Dia de los Muertos show.
Oh, this
show.
Is going to be fun.
It's going to be so much fun. What we're going to do is we're going to do a show in which we're going to create a list of Latin songs. They can be alternative or just classic traditional genres that are creepy, spooky, death-related, scary. But in addition to that, we're also collecting stories. We want typical legends and ghost stories.
Like La Llorona.
Right, that you grew up listening to, wherever you grew up, that are, you know, typical of your community, of your area. Tell us about this story you were so scared of as a kid.
Sounds like fun. As for this week, as always, you can hear each one of the songs we played on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on el Facebook and el Twitter.
El Facebook.
El Facebook.
El Facebook.
Or like my aunt says, el Facebook.
Special thanks to Mike Katzeff and Jessica Goldstein. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
This has been Alt Latino.